And we're going to hope to get Coach Ragland up here for an interview with our player of the game. And our player of the game tonight is Jameson Beasley, who had the go-ahead basket to put them ahead. So stick around. We'll hope to get Coach Ragland up here very quickly with maybe the player of the game. But I'll turn it over to Dylan for a couple minutes here.
Thanks, Dick. We'll hear once again from some of our terrific sponsors and patrons that make it possible for us to bring you high school basketball on DG Sports. Our coverage of high school basketball is sponsored by Ling Sicko Gas and Convenience Store on Lathrop Avenue in Racine, LIEUNGH. Roma Lodge Banquet and Conference Facility, offering the best in reception, meeting, and party services in Southeast Wisconsin. Financial Service Group in Racine, their fee-only financial planning for your great life. Gordy Boucher Lincoln and Westalis, they ride with you every mile before, during, and after the sale. Frater and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, creating personalized, world-leading technology and treatment options for every cancer patient. Docs on the Fox, restaurant on Milwaukee Street in Waterford. Good food, good service, and a good time inside a fun, friendly, and casual environment. The personal injury attorneys at Habish, Habish, and Rotier, national reputation, hometown service. We'd also like to thank our great patrons, Chris Gorman, Gary Schonert, Bob Letch, Tim Owens, Jim Rammel, Jason Treutler, Ryan Thompson, Brian Polda, Mike Paczynski, Greg Owens, Johnson Park Golf Course in Racine, Casey Robbins, Jason Atanasoff. Those are our wonderful patrons that help us bring you high school basketball. Once again, tonight's coverage was brought to you by Dick Graceffa, streaming live coverage on DG Sports. You can listen live or hear a replay of the game anytime, anywhere at dgsports.mixer.com. You can follow us there at dgsports.mixer.com or on the free Mixler app to easily access the stream or to live chat with us during these games. That's DG Sports, covering all 10 Racine City and County High Schools. You never have to miss a game. Listen to our coverage live and subscription free on the Mixler mobile app. Download from the app or Google Play Store. If you miss any of tonight's broadcast, or if you, your friends, or family would like to hear the game at a later date, all of our games are archived at dgsports.mixler.com. Just select the recording of your game of interest.
All right, and we're joined by the winning coach, Nick Redglen, and our player of the game, I believe, is up here too. Jameson, congratulations on being our DG Sports Player of the Game. You could have, we were talking about when we put this game on the schedule that we thought it would be a very good ball game, and it was. I mean, both teams played very well. Coach, start with how your team never panicked. I mean, a couple times you were down by 6-7 points, and you just stayed the course, and you would come back. You'd run the plays, very disciplined, but I think you'll start with it's good to have this gentleman back on your team.
Yeah, he changes a lot of what we do. And, you know, his unfortunate injury in the offseason, we had to learn to play without our leader, the guy that calms us down when things get going crazy. We learned how to handle pressure. We know that games aren't going to be clean the whole time. But when you can put a senior that's stronger than anybody in the gym back on the floor, it helps a lot. And this kid kind of probably got after him a little bit more than I have in his 4 years. He was rusty. He's been in it practice twice. Got after him with a couple of miscues, and it wasn't an effort thing. But winners respond, and Jameson's a winner. He responded, and I don't know that we want the ball in anybody else's hands at the end of the game like that.
I think I'll start with Jameson. I think you enjoy physical play.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt.
We'll turn you up a little bit so we can hear you then. I was just telling for our listeners, I could tell that observing Jameson out there that he likes the physical play, and they did play physical tonight.
Yeah, really good team, Beloit. Physical, getting your shorts all game. Very physical, very fun to play against. Really good inner-city basketball team, really well coached. And they got a lot of guys who can play on that court. And I love the physicality. They're always ready to play and always have a good atmosphere playing against them.
And when you play against them, you got to know where Amari is because, boy, he is a player.
Amari's the real deal. He's not only probably one of the best players in our conference. He's in the conversation for top players in the state. He's only a junior. You said Jameson loves physicality. He's kind of built for this. He's put in the work over 4 years to be ready to be physical and play basketball this way.
Well, let's talk. We've got other people we could talk about, too. Let's talk about Caden. Once again, did not disappoint me. He made my all-media team last year. Evidently, he thinks I'm going to pick it tonight, I think. Because both nights I've had you, he has scored and scored and scored.
You should show up more often. having Jameson off the floor the first five games, he had to carry the load for us, and teams know they've loaded up. He's expanded his game. He's not just a shooter anymore. Where when he was young, he was just a shooter. He's scoring at all three levels. I think the underrated part is his ability to defend. He defends 94 feet and has one of the best defenders on him the whole 94 feet as well. And, you know, we kind of go as these two dudes go, and when they don't panic, everybody else is confident.
And Bull Veit, let's talk Woo. About him a little bit. I mean,
yep.
You forget about him, and, I mean, he just comes out there. He does his job.
Yep.
And
yep.
You a couple times tonight, opportunity, you needed a three-pointer, and he got him for you.
Yeah, Bull is he's a guy that can score. He can get hot. Just has a knack for the basketball, and is not afraid of taking the big shot. I think that's the field goal kicker in him on the football field. He's got ice in his veins, and we like it when he hits threes, I'll tell you that.
Well, I want to talk about Colin the Pistol, too, because he picked Amari's pocket twice. I mean, you don't talk about just points.
No.
I mean, two key possessions there where he took the ball away from a very good player.
Yeah, Colin, he'll have nights like tonight where the points are hard to come by, and only basketball junkies will see the value that kid brings. But handling the basketball, making plays, just hustle plays, forcing extra passes defensively, rebounding way better than most kids his size, is just a dog. He competes, and no moment is too big for him.
So, Jameson, as good as this win was tonight, give me a couple things the Wolverines need to work on before that next game.
I think something I need to work on. I didn't see the floor very well in the first half. Had a few loose turnovers, but the guys are always ready to play. Everybody's ready to their role. Everybody's ready to step up when they need to. These guys have been great the last six games without me, and they're ready to compete every day. And we just got to clean up a little bit. It was loud. It was loud out there. Couldn't hear a few communication
very
calls.
Loud.
I need to focus a little bit more when I see a play call, and then we just execute that a little bit better. And coming to the ball a little bit, but otherwise their pressure was really well, and we got to our spots and handled it, I think, pretty well tonight.
Well, your next game is a non-conference game against Waukesha South. How do you prepare any differently for that since it's a non-conference game, or will you go in with the same game plan that you had tonight as far as execution and?
Yep. No, so we will put in the work. We got enough film on them to have an idea of what they're going to do. We built the schedule for nights like tonight. They're a team that's going to prepare us to be better against the Beloits and the Westoshas of the world. They're going to play fast. We kind of know what we're going to get into, right? Like, we played Park, we played Tulsa West, we played Whitnall, we got Beloit, we got, like, it's going to be run and gun, and I think the biggest thing is that we got to get legs ready, and, you know, we'll be in the weight room right after practice tomorrow and ready to roll on Thursday.
Well, it appears you and Casey Robbins from Park High School have the same blueprint, because he's doing the same thing. He's trying to schedule the toughest non-conference games he can, and I think that's a plan for success if you do that.
Yep, you want to play the best around and know where you stack up against the best teams.
And let's not worry about the computer and, okay, we stacked up 20 wins, you know. Because
everybody gets in basketball. It's not football.
You're correct.
We're going to play.
Good.
We're going to be playing, I don't care wherever we land seating-wise, but I want our guys to be battle-tested and know where they're at, because we can play basketball with anybody. So,
Jameson, before we let you go, our listeners probably are wondering, what was the injury, by the way?
I had a stress fracture in my left foot, so caught it in time, so it didn't break through, so I didn't have to get surgery. So I was about 4 weeks in a boot, and I was out, so I couldn't do anything on it. But overuse. I'm never out, never not in the gym, pretty much. So.
Now, was that from during AAU basketball or after it?
After AAU. It was during Fall League. I had a game against Dominican.
Yeah. Okay.
Played against one of my ex-teammates.
He was able to shoot a lot of free throws, which came through tonight.
Yes, very.
He was able to. That was about
as
all.
A team. That's all that was
do.
Tough.
That's all he could do. And
yeah.
Stayed the course and was ready when we needed him to be back. So.
Well, now let's get home and get some rest, right?
I
don't think you go out and celebrate on a Tuesday night.
No, sir. Get back at it tomorrow. We got the weight room, like you said, my favorite place. But.
Yeah, we'll be back.
And then you have the game against Waukesha South.
Yep, home on Thursday.
On Thursday, yep. That's what we got you here for. So, and then I'm curious, school is out then Friday, right?
We have class on Friday.
Right, but then it's break time, right?
Break, and then we play the day after Christmas.
Brad for the 26th, yep.
Oh, in Carthage?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very good. Well, we're going to cut both of you loose. Congratulations on a great victory. You take the early lead in the Southern Lakes. It's a long way to go, but still, you're undefeated now. So
I like the sound of that, but it means nothing on a Tuesday in December.
You're right. But it's just a piece of paper.
Yep, but we won today, and that's all that matters.
Yep. Okay, go celebrate
out,
this one. We're welcome. We enjoy coming
Thank
out
you guys.
Here. Okay, say hello to Mom and Dad for me.
Thanks, Dick.
Okay.
You guys know how to get down and out?
Yep. All right, that's going to wrap up this broadcast from the Waterford Gymnasium. My thanks to Jill Stauber, AD at Waterford, for accommodating us, and to all of our sponsors and patrons. Our next broadcast will be December 19th from the Park Fieldhouse, where the Panthers will host the Case Eagles in a Southeast Conference battle. Probably it'll be much like tonight was. Pre-game, I don't even know if I should say it, Dylan. Pre-game will be at 6:30 with tip-off at 7 p.m. Hopefully that will be the case. Next up for Beloit will be a non-conference game on December 19th when they will host the Milwaukee Riverside Tigers. Waterford's next game will be a non-conference game when they will host the Waukesha South Blackshirts on Thursday. Both games tip off at 7 p.m. So for Dylan and Daryl, this is Dick Rassefa saying you've been listening to High School Basketball streaming live on DG Sports. Join us on Thursday night at dgsports.mixler.com or on WRJN Radio 1400 AM or 99.9 FM or the Mixler or Civic Media app. DG Sports, covering all Racine City and County schools. Once again, our final score, it was Waterford 78, Beloit Memorial 76. Beloit falls to 5-1 overall, 2-1 in conference. Waterford improves to 6-2 overall, 3-0 in conference. Enjoy the rest of your night, everyone. Good night.
Workday is done, these timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Oh, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho, ho, ho!
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High-yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest-yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Tonight. square in the frosty air.
Timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, if it grows stronger every day. Times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm.
just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
I meet. Before she gets to saying goodbye, she'll think twice, she'll do right by me.
Some people may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Giddy up, 409.
For I knew there would be a time.
Giddy up, 409.
When I would buy a brand new 409.
Giddy up,
broad, positive traction 409. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up, 409. Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409.
Baby. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The latest on a developing story out of Baltimore County, Maryland, where firefighters responding to a car fire find multiple gunshot victims. At least 9 people have been shot and 1 is reported dead. Baltimore County police say it appeared that this is an isolated incident and a targeted shooting. New York prosecutors file additional charges against the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Luigi Mangione is now charged with first and second degree murder, including 1 count of murder in the second degree as an act of terrorism. CBS's Anna Schechter.
Well, they need to prove that he intended to create terror and to terrorize the citizens of New York. So it wasn't just targeting Brian Thompson, but with that act, creating fear and chaos.
Rex Huerman, accused in a string of deaths on Long Island, New York, known as the Gilgo Beach killings, is now charged in the murder of a 7th woman, Valerie Mack. Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney.
We have mitochondrial DNA from a hair that was found on the body of Valerie Mack, which was portion of the body of Valerie Mack, which was found off of Mill Road.
Huerman says he's not guilty. With a deadline of Friday midnight, the House is moving on a bill that will keep government funded into mid-March while avoiding a shutdown. Speaker Mike Johnson.
Again, we're not doing all the approach bills. We're doing a CR to patch us into the first quarter of next year so that we can put our fingerprints on what those final spending bills are, and we're looking forward to doing that.
The bill includes more than $100 billion for disaster relief. When President-elect Donald Trump takes office, many journalists anticipate a hostile climate toward them and their work.
The lawsuits could be just the beginning, says former CNN bureau chief Frank Sesno.
So the ABC pays off $15 million and the Des Moines Register is sued because there's a poll that somebody didn't like.
As for what he sees the next 4 years,
it's an intimidation effect and it's a chilling effect that is going to lead to some serious deep hesitation, and this will mostly come from legal counsels and others, not the journalists. Journalists are going to say, let's just do the story.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
A top Russian general is killed by a bomb outside his Moscow apartment building. Ukraine claiming responsibility. CBS's Vicky Barker.
The slushy Moscow street outside the apartment building is cordoned off. At first, we just thought it was cement being mixed nearby. This woman says it was very scary. Just yesterday, Ukraine had filed war crimes charges in absentia against General Igor Kirillov, the head of Russia's nuclear and chemical weapons division. The U.S. was among the nations accusing him of deploying banned chemical